Hear further from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, worshiping and asking a certain thing of him. And he said to her, "What dost thou desire?" She says to him, "Say that these my two sons may sit, one on thy right hand and one on the left, in thy kingdom." And Jesus answering said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup which I am about to drink, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." And he says to them, "You shall indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism which I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but to those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the ten heard, they were indignant towards the two brothers. But Jesus, calling them, said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and the great exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your servant. As the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his soul a ransom for many." We read also from the work Conjugal Love, concerning the love of dominion. There are three universals of heaven and three universals of hell, but the universals of hell are diametrically opposed to the universals of heaven. The universals of hell are the following three loves: the love of ruling from the love of self, the love of possessing the goods of others from the love of the world, and licentious love. The universals of heaven are the three opposite loves: the love of ruling from the love of use, the love of possessing the goods of the world from the love of performing uses by their means, and love truly conjugal. After this, I examined the first universal love of hell, being the love of ruling from the love of self, and then the universal love of heaven corresponding to it, being the love of ruling from the love of use. For it was not allowed me to consider the one love without the other, because being opposite loves, the understanding cannot perceive the one without the other. That both may be perceived, they must be placed in contrast, one over against the other. For a beautiful and finely formed face shines forth by contrast with a face which is ugly and deformed. While reflecting on the love of ruling from the love of self, it was given me to perceive that this love is utterly infernal, and hence is with those who are in the deepest hell, and that the love of ruling from the love of uses is supremely heavenly, and hence is with those who are in the highest heaven. With politicians, the love mounts so far that they wish to be kings and emperors, and if possible, to have dominion over all things of the world, and to be called kings of kings and emperors of emperors. With the clergy, the same love mounts so far that they wish to be gods, and as far as possible to have dominion over all things of heaven, and to be called gods of gods. In what follows, it will be seen that neither the latter nor the former acknowledge any god. Those, on the other hand, who wish to rule from the love of uses, wish to rule not from themselves, but from the Lord. For the love of uses is from the Lord, and is the Lord himself. These regard high positions no otherwise than as means for the performance of uses, placing uses far above high positions, but the others place high positions far above uses. Hearing this, I asked, "How can one know whether he performs uses from the love of self or from the love of uses?" To this, the two angels responded, "Man cannot discern between these uses, but they are discerned by the Lord. Everyone who believes in the Lord and shuns evils as sins performs uses from the Lord. But everyone who does not believe in the Lord and does not shun evils as sins performs uses from himself and for the sake of himself. This is the distinction between uses performed by devils and uses performed by angels. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.